All right, welcome. Yes, this is Still Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance Mega. All right, so we will be talking about ASUU's recurring strikes and, of course, other related matters. ASUU just currently declared a one-month warning strike, and that was yesterday. And according to what the ASUU president said in his statement, he says this takes immediate effect. And, of course, a place like University of Port Harcourt, we have our correspondent who visited that place, and from the report we got, academic activities are grounded there. The place looks deserted. But of course, in a place like Anambra State, in Nnamdi Azikiwe University, as of this morning, our correspondent who visited there said that some students were seen receiving lectures at the various departments. So that's on one hand, the ASUU warning strike. And then ASUU also has declared Pantami's professorship illegal. That's what's his name now? The minister in charge of digital communication. Communication and digital something. I'm sorry, I just need to stare at this paper so I'll be sure of what I'm saying. Yeah, Communication and Digital Economy, Issa Pantami, ASUU declared his professorship illegal. And of course, same ASUU says that JAMB has no power to conduct admissions into higher institutions. Well, of course, to join me in this conversation is the president, the national president of ASUU, Emmanuel Osodeke. You're welcome to the show, Mr. Emmanuel.
Thank you very much.
All right. So, ASUU and strikes. It seems every 4 years or so, we should expect a strike from ASUU. Now, one of the questions, all right, that came to my mind earlier today was, what exactly is the problem that cannot be resolved over the years that causes or leads to these ASUU strikes? What exactly is the matter here that seems not to have an end?
It's the same issue. In 2009, we had an agreement. And we asked government with timeline. Government will declare they will implement it. But at the appropriate time, they will not implement. And that's why we're creating this problem. So some of these questions should be asked to the government. Why they don't implement the agreement they have? Why can't they don't want the Nigerian University to be like any other university in the world that will attract students from all, scholars from all over the world and attract students from all over the world? I have students who would graduate will come out and be able to maintain and practice their profession efficiently. Unlike what you have seen today, we are giving a collapse all over the country. That is why.
But with the years of strike actions, and you go back to these meetings with the government, and then you come out with the hope that they're going to do what they agreed to do. I mean, of course, you sign agreements, and they do not keep to their agreements. You go on strike over and over again. The strike action, is it really working?
Let me ask you a question. Without strike, then what will happen? If you decide to say, let's forget strike, what will happen? Even with strike, they are not funded. If they ask adequately, if there is no strike, what will happen? Let me tell you what will happen. Are you following me?
Yes, I'm listening.
What will happen is that the universities will become like the public primary and secondary schools. Do we still have public primary and secondary schools?
Yeah, well, sure, we do.
Public primary and secondary school or secondary school? So that's exactly what they want. And we will not allow it. We don't want our universities to connect to those private, public primary and secondary schools. This is what they want. You know why? If their children were in this school, they will fund it. So we will insist. Now, you know, people should insist during the next election that if you don't bring your child home to our university, we will not vote for you. If the children of this group are in Nigerian universities, we will not have this strike because they will fund the university.
All right. So now that you are on this warning strike and you're saying it's going to be for 1 month, have you started another round of meetings and deliberations with the federal government again?
No, they've not called up for any meeting. They are waiting for them.
So we're all sitting ducks and waiting?
Yes.
So at the end of 1 month,
we are expected to respond.
So I'm thinking now, at the end of 1 month, and there is no, they do not call you, nothing happens, what then are you going to do?
We will meet to take further action.
It's the further action that we would like to know. You're the chairman.
We don't know. The chairman does not take action for our branch. they are aware. It's the Congress, the congregation, and the members that take the action, not the chairman. We are not afraid of that union where the president and chairman take action about the member. Mm. The member takes action, the decision on as the union as a person.
Okay. Now, this, what's it called, the 2009 agreement that you reached with the federal government, which, of course, is one of the things you pointed out that you said should be reviewed every 3 years. You said the government failed to sign.
They did not come back for review.
They did not come back for review.
2017, we both also paused the union strike to review the agreement, and it took 2-4 years to do the review. And we reached an agreement again in May 2021. They went back to their principal, which is the government, to get permission to attach fine or raise the issue there. And now they did not reach back to us. It's May, 8 months ago.
So I recall something that the Minister of Labour, Employment and Productivity said. That was when the 2020 strike happened, Chris Ngige. He vowed not to allow ASUU to go on strike again, because according to him, he says he has 3 biological children who suffered from this whole strike, and he said about 15 people are on his scholarship in Nigerian universities. So I want to know, the minister himself, from that 2020 till now, how would you say he has taking steps to ensure, let's say maybe on his part, the minister is doing what he ought to do, but maybe whoever is the other people at the top are not really allowing things to flow. So, but this is me asking you now, would you say that the minister, Chris Ngige, has taken steps to ensure that what he said is not going to happen? Because, of course, it's happening, though.
No, because he also wants to slip like others. They didn't do anything. Once the strike is over, the issue has been resolved. So they don't bother again. This is what they normally do, year to year, or time to time. Once the strike is over, it has been resolved. And they go to sleep. Until we go on strike again, they wake up. Which is not correct.
All right, so I'm going to go back to the first question. The question I asked about strike action, whether it is working. Now, from what you have said, it seems the government is in that place where it keeps breaking trust. You guys have an agreement and they're not ready to implement or to do their own part of the deal. So if, for whatever reason, again, the government does not do or does not even call you at all, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, and they do not call you, are you going to stay on strike all through the year if the government does not agree or do anything?
With the government and Nigerian people, if they want it to close for 10 years, we are ready. Like it happened in Ghana. When it happened in Ghana, I found that the Ghanaian took off education. The government in Ghana, the university was shut down for 1 year. But when they came back today, the Ghanaian government took the university at 2%. When the Nigerian government wants to do the same, they will send the Ghanaian option.
So are you... So I understand that from what you've said so far, your plan is to ensure that the Nigerian universities are going to be one of the world-class universities. When we talk about world-class universities, we should be looking at universities in Nigeria. But right now, and of course over the years, students have suffered from ASUU strike.
Please, let's put it this way.
Okay.
When we were still in the 70s, 80s, we fought for the system. The strike is still a typical hostel with 12 by 12 rooms, 12 by 20 rooms, with 15 students. They are not fighting because the leadership are so corrupt, they are not important about their members. And the story happening is too. You got an electric theater, you sit hanging on windows, sit on the bed floor. Is that what you want in the university? So the students are not the ones suffering, Nigeria is the ones suffering. So the students should take up the struggle. Because today, when I was a student, nobody talked to a student saying, of course, we are taking subsidized food. And what I know, the students are done, and they are they enjoying the system. They do just about graduating students or maybe students with knowledge. Why do people talking about strike and one who must graduate 5 or 6 years? And they really get the skills. In the 60s and 70s, we're dealing with collapsing. I don't know, collapsing every day now because of these people who didn't get personal knowledge. So, please, let's put it very right. Nigerian people should know that. what we are doing today is doing their own strength. The last time I went to Australia, I was here for 9 months. My family, but we endured it. It was during Christmas, during COVID, when we should need money, my salary was head up. And we endured it. So it's not about some people being punished or not being punished. That's the idea.
Okay, let's move on from strike to something else now. Okay, the professorship awarded to Nigeria's Minister of Communications and Digital Economy, Isa Pantami. You have described it as illegal. And on the other hand, Futo, the school where he got that professorship, has sued ASUU over this.
We are not aware of that. If you have seen somebody, if you see somebody, the person should know, but we are not aware. So, it must be a Facebook newspaper cost. We are not aware. And two, you see, let's put it very right.
Okay.
But in Nigerian civil service rule, public service rule, you cannot hold two positions at the same time. I cannot be as a lecturer and also serving as director in the ministry. It's not possible. So why should a serving minister, full-time job, be a full-time professor in a university? That is what Nigeria should ask your photo. It's not about whatever it is. That is the main issue. How can somebody who is a minister, just for example, the way you have President Buhari, Vice President Shivaji, is a professor, is it not? Before he became Vice President.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a professor in UNILAG? No, you have to resign. But how can you, a city minister, go and apply for a job and get a full-time job? But the civil service will some person will be dismissed. For taking two double permanent job at the same time. And two, was he qualified? If he was qualified, why didn't he go to the university, ATBU, where he left to become an active professor in Saudi Arabia? So these are the questions. It is illegal for somebody to hold two jobs at the same time. And the serving minister is holding two jobs. And the government is keeping quiet as if nothing has happened.
All right, so at what point did it occur to you that what's his name now? Isa Pantami is holding two jobs in the Federal Civil Service.
They caught me. The government knew. When we stumble into it, the illegality. If it happened to the ordinary person, if it happened to the ordinary civil servant, they will be dismissed. If it happened to just the civil servant, he will be dismissed. The minister, who should show example, doing two jobs at the same time.
All right, so very quickly before you go now, could you explain to us what you mean by the Joint Admissions and Matriculation Board not having the right to conduct admission into higher institutions across the country?
Admission to Nigerian universities and all universities in the world is funded by the students of the university, not by a foreign body. So JAM has a right to conduct tests, which is what the JAM is supposed to do, conduct tests, and then send the results, set guidelines, set the minimum that the student should score before he can be admitted, and then the senior of that university will determine one, the number of people they want to admit, two, if JAM says the minimum should be 200, the university can decide, hey, we won't take 200, we are going to take 250, we won't go below, but we can go below. It is the duty of the university. Not the duty of JAM, but today JAM has taken all over this function completely.
So who is not correct?
Which is illegal?
Okay, I was going to ask now, who gave JAM the powers to take over these responsibilities, like you mentioned?
The registrar just took it on his own.
Oh, he took it on his own
completely. Yeah. When he was a vice chancellor. He also attacked what we're talking about. So. When he was bachelor in Best of the Lord, he attacked that JAM doesn't have those powers. Today, I become the registrar and do exactly what he was against as a registrar.
All right. Well, I must thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm sure that, of course, the time you have with us is quite short. Professor Emmanuel Osodeke, ASUU President, thank you so much for speaking with us on Hard Facts.
Thank you very much.
All right. We go on a break here, and at 5:30, we'll bring you the headlines. Don't go anywhere.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance Mega. So, President of the Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU, Emmanuel Osodike, announced the one-month warning strike yesterday at a press conference after a two-day meeting of the union's National Executive Council. And of course, he said the industrial action, which begins immediately, is comprehensive and total. And of course, we've also spoken with him. And from what he says the federal government keeps going back on the agreements reached with ASU. And that's why ASU has over time kept on going on strike. And then I asked, is the strike action working or are the strike actions working? And he says, what do you think would happen if there were no strike actions at all? What would happen is that our universities, our tertiary education or institutions are going to look like the public primary and secondary schools with dilapidated buildings and all that. And that that's what he says. He says that's what the universities are going to look like. And we do not want that. And then he also said, get your PVC and by 2023, do not vote anybody who has refused to bring back home their children to study in the universities in the country. And we also talked about the professorship that was awarded to Nigeria's Minister of Communications and Digital Economy, Issa Pantami. ASU declared it illegal. And Mr. Osodike says, you cannot hold two positions. You cannot be doing two jobs in the federal civil service. And that's why we have called that illegal. If he wants to do this one, he wants to be a professor and actually starts to lecture, well, he has to quit as a minister before he starts off this one. And that's not the only thing he mentioned. He says, is he qualified to be a professor? And he says, we stumbled on that. It's not like we were looking for it, but we stumbled on that. And that's why we decided to call that out. And he also called out JAMB for conducting admissions into higher institutions across the country. And he says, or should I say, the union said, JAMB has no right to do that. JAMB is only there as an examination body. It's not the job of JAMB to admit students. Well, all the same, let's have your take on the ASU, I want to call it consistent strikings. But hey, it's recurring strike actions, right? And of course, these are the matters. What's your take? Hello, welcome to Hard Facts. What's your name? Oh, boy. Do well to call me back if you can. Well, in case you didn't know, let me let you know now. The numbers are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, and 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003. You're welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Nnamdi is my name.
All right, Nnamdi, please go on.
Okay, it's a shame. Less for me, though it might sound selfish, maybe probably because I'm out of school, but less for me, the strike should be indefinite. Total shutdown. This should even incorporate a demonstration or a protest joined to the strike. It's just like what the ASU president said. Constance, you cannot, if you have kids, I am sure you're not sending your kids to government schools and government secondary schools or private schools. The best you can send them is government unity school, PTC, the money. You can't send anybody to any government school in this country, primary and secondary, because it's in a total mess. And that is the same thing that is going to happen to our universities if ASU doesn't persist on this. It's a big shame. It's a big shame. If we are being honest, what we have in Nigeria, some public universities, is just a glorified secondary school. It's a big mess. If we are to probe what universities are passing through, it is a shame. So I am of the opinion, I just told you, I'm of the opinion if they are going to take do 2 year strike, because we are concentrating in a government that is involved or that is only interested in wastages, gross wastages. I don't want to fix it on maybe this government or whatever, but over the years, it has been a government of wastages. We don't consider education. See, coronavirus came. Universities and schools in developed countries, we are working over time, they were developing. If not for Oxford and the rest of the universities in the world, we wouldn't have had a vaccine. Even South Africa here, lecturers and doctors and whatever, in South Africa, we are working overnight to get us vaccines. Our own here is, root and half. That's what we could get. It's a very big shame. In the world, the top 1,000, we can't find a Nigerian or Nigerian public university. I am of the opinion they should go on indefinite strike and do a persistent demonstration or what is it called, protest, added to it.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Conte.
Hello.
Yeah, my name is Susie. I'm calling from Arima Community.
Okay. I think you should call me back.
Hello.
Could you please call me back? There's a problem with.
Okay, let me do that.
Thank you. Hello.
Good evening.
Yes, my name is J.A.J. and I'm calling you from Port Harcourt.
All right, J.A.J., go on.
Let's start from the strike and the school system. I tend to disagree with him.
Okay.
I will tell you that the strike has even killed the system more than helping it. For instance, a 4 year course I'm supposed to study, I spent 5 to almost 6 years because of the strike. And at the end of the day, it is the ASU people that benefited, because they also went on strike so that they can be paid the same salary that they didn't work for those periods. That is one. If you talk about PVC, there is no professor, be it the ASU chairman or anybody, that have any more education to tell anybody to get PVC. Constance, let me ask you, who are the people that always announce the result for the leaders? We have seen people, professors, who claim they wrote something that they couldn't read and they were calling for more lies. We have seen professors who came to read results and at the end of the day, it was overturned by the Supreme Court. And what more education does he have to tell people to get PVC when the results that are supposed to come from a unit, the polling unit and the ward, are turned on tongue by the same professor who is under him, the academician? So what is he talking about here? Most of these things that are happening to went to their doorstep directly because they are the ones that support the rigging. Constance, think about it now. So, Professor Ohu, when you come and tell me that he's the African chairman and all those stuff, all they are doing is just their own greed. Any government that wants to improve the system will improve the system not because of their fight for good nothing. I wish you still online. I will challenge you to a debate on this issue. What are we talking about here? My name is J.A.J. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, J.A.J. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Arima Community.
All right, go on.
Exactly the premise that J.A.J. used in this argument is what I stand for. Now, the thesis that the professor used is contradictory to the reality on ground. No, you ask him a very simple question. What was the question? How far has people succeeded in this whole thing after multiple strikes? And he alluded in a particular red herring by saying that that he wants to answer the question. And he answered the question by asking you another question, which is a contradiction. What do I mean by the contradiction? Now, he is talking about using the premise of primary school, and if they don't go to strike, that the university will talk to primary school. Is the university that they are managing now a professor better than the primary school? The answer is no. and then he left that place again, not even to even tell us that we should get our PDC. Automatically, he was not part of this argument as far as this particular interview with you and him this afternoon is concerned. He's not part of it. They don't know what to do. They don't know the solution to the problem. That is what that man has come out now to display a particular, let me not use the word, that will mean an ad hominem to his own part. But they should do something to make sure that they solve this problem, because they have read all two concurrents of the books. They have the dictionary, but yet they cannot solve the problem in our country. They are the ones that announced the election in our country. And today they're telling me the government is there and government is not that. Thank you very much. This is from the Rimac community.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Well, we have some messages on WhatsApp. Good evening, Constance and Prof. Well, Prof is no longer in the studio with me. Or better still, he's no longer on the telephone with me. If there is a good time for an ASUU strike, I have to say it is not now. You may ask why. So why? It's simple. The National Assembly has finished debating, even passing the 2022 budget. Federal government's biggest excuse to not fund the financial components of all ASUU's demands is that same excuse. It isn't captured in this year's budget. Knowing that our National Assembly can pad the budget, why didn't ASUU engage them or protest or march on the National Assembly until they convince the legislators that the financial components of their demands are captured? If they did this, the federal government wouldn't have any excuse. But now, whose budgetary allocation does ASUU want federal government to use to settle them? Oh well, text from Oyibo is asking. Hello. Good evening. What's your name?
What is happening to the university is the same thing that is happening to our refinery. The cabal, the don, all the dons we have will not want the refinery to work so that they will be importing the fuel. They don't want the university to work so that they will build the university. Then we should go and pay more money and go to a private university. Go and check all the private universities we have. They are the big top politicians that own it, or they have the mega shares there. So why do you expect them to allow the institution to work? They will not. So the best thing is, let them privatize all the universities. You will see the way everybody will start investing money to buy this state or buy this other one, and you see all the universities will be working 100%. Take me by my word. Let's play and just try it. But for this, what strike or no strike, it never resolve any problem. They don't even care whether you're being strike or not, because are their kids there? Their kids are not there. They don't care about you. They always say Nigeria will find their way. You don't understand. Forget about these guys. These top politicians, they're wicked. These guys are too, their hearts are too strong. So they don't want to go ahead to make sure they build the big, big universities, so that once you see that the university here is not working, you put your kids there. You go there, struggle, borrow money, make sure you suit the bill. I'm about 15 such. I have about two kids. So when I go and put them in this kind of somebody university, you go and pay the big money for the big boys, they keep on growing. Let me see how they fight to get power.
All right, thank you for calling. David Ojimini says, good evening, Constance. Why did they call off the last strike if they know they'll go on another strike? It's becoming ridiculous. There should be an alternative to addressing this government issue. Maybe ASUU should become financially independent. Okay. Thank God Atwebu says, Constance, top of the evening. My annoyance with ASUU is their agreement with federal government always halfway agreement. ASUU should learn how to reach an agreement with federal government to avoid this unnecessary strike. All right. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
You're welcome. Good evening. What's your name?
Good evening, madam. Thank you for your program this evening.
Thank you.
Let me just know, when you are asking the professor those questions, you did not ask him that we heard that the Minister of Education, Adamu, said he's not aware that ASUU is on strike. And he is also claiming that he's not aware that CITU has sued them for refusing the professorship of Santani. So I really want to know, those class of professors who are learned, how do they communicate with the government? Is there no MOU that they have to meet and discuss so that we get the best for this country? And every day we are keep on hearing of strike. Strike, we'll blame either the ASU or we'll blame government. So I think we are tired. If there are no knowledgeable people in the country, I think we should look for a way out. So it's
all right.
For me, I'm tired of this strike.
All right, thank you so much for calling. And that's where we draw the curtain on the conversation so far.